Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
It is another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. My name is Brad Brown. With me, Lindsay Perry, who's just back from the Commonwealth Games as the coach of South Africa's national triathlon team. Lindsay, two medals, silver and bronze. Congratulations, first of all.
Thanks, man. It was awesome experience.
I'm sure. And I had a long chat to Lindsay about those on one of our sister podcasts, Tri Talk SA. If you want to have a listen to that, it is available. Just go to tritalksa.co.za. Into today's question, Lindsay. It comes through from Grant, and he says he's not sure if it's something you'd be able to answer, but if so, your guidance would be really appreciated. He's been running for 2 years now, and he's planning on running his first comrades next year. He just has one concern, though, that he'd like resolved before entering on the 1st of September. The shoe wear on his right shoe is much worse than on his left shoe. Basically, it shows nowhere, while the right shoe is major, sort of major wear that appears from the heel striking. And when he starts ramping up mileage up to like 50, 60 Ks per week, he gets the onset of shin splints, but only on the right side. He doesn't know if it has to do with one leg being shorter than the other, etc. Who can he consult about doing something about it? Would a biokineticist be the way to go? Should he see a physio? Where can he find out what shoe would best suit the right side, as he's guessing that a stability would probably be the best, and the left is perfectly neutral. So it's quite a difficult situation. He says, thanks in advance, Grant.
Look, firstly, it's not unusual for people to have big biomechanical differences between left and right foot, and the answer is definitely not in getting two different pairs of shoes, and particularly not, I mean, if the excessive wear on the outside and then it's fairly neutral coming off the toe, then you definitely don't want to interfere with that, because then it's not really a pronation problem. Sometimes leg length discrepancies could cause something like that, but normally it's more some kind of imbalance which often causes compensatory mechanisms. So he may have a pelvis that's slightly out of alignment or twisted, or it's difficult to even predict in this type of environment. But I would highly recommend that he goes and gets himself to a biokineticist. Okay, importantly, he doesn't have any injury right now. So he does pick up a little bit of shin niggle, which tells us that there's probably a little bit of glute instability, or that his knee is ducking in slightly for some other reason, causing rotational stress through the shin. But those are the kind of things that a biokineticist would be trained to pick up. And if he does strengthen certain structures and correct those imbalances, even if it's not completed to the extent that the wear patterns don't really change, he's going to do himself a great service and probably at the very least prevent the shin splint. So biokineticist is the place to go. And then, you know, the biokineticist will also be able to recommend to him the best pair of shoes to wear, but he needs to wear the same shoe left and right. I wouldn't wear two different types of shoes. If the process gets to the point where we need to do something different in each shoe, then his next port of call would be a podiatrist, where they would then look at putting in some kind of insert perhaps in the one shoe and not in the other shoe.
All right, fantastic. Lindsay, thank you so much. Don't forget, if you are listening to this podcast through iTunes, we'd love it if you leave us a review or a rating. It just helps us get in front of more eyeballs and eardrums, and we'd really appreciate it. So until tomorrow, have yourself a fab day. From myself, Brad Brown, and Lindsay Perry, it's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.